It is the Tuesday edition of the Daily Dish now on the air with David and Victoria Beckham secretly having suffered through the coronavirus after they caught it while partying in L.A. earlier this year. Page Six says their relatives and staff members also got sick following the launch of David's new football club. Victoria reportedly feared they may be super spreaders after catching the bug in L.A., then flying back to the U.K. for son Brooklyn's 21st birthday bash in March, and returning to the U.S., this time to Miami. While in the U.K., the source says David started to feel ill and then Victoria developed a sore throat and a high temperature. Regardless, the couple headed to Miami to attend a swanky networking event as David had promotional duties for his club Inter Miami, and they were shaking hands and kissing fans and various club dignitaries. They then flew back to London, where they were whisked straight to their mansion. At this time, their team, including drivers, bodyguards, and assistants, fell ill. A couple of them very badly so. Victoria really panicked and made the whole family quarantined rigidly for more than 2 weeks. The couple recovered, and the source says they sent care packages to at least two staff members who were particularly badly affected. No word yet on whether or not everyone else involved in the handshaking and kissing at different events have been notified that they may have been given the coronavirus. Chadwick Boseman's family and friends said goodbye to the Black Panther star over the weekend. Co-stars Lupita Nyong'o, Michael B. Jordan, and Winston Duke joined the star's wife, Taylor Simone Ludward, at an outdoor memorial in Malibu, according to Page Six. Boseman died in late August following a 4-year battle with colon cancer. He was 43 years old. And Cuba Gooding Jr. came to the rescue of a man who caught on fire at a Hamptons party over Labor Day weekend. According to Page Six, the actor was with his girlfriend at a socially distanced dinner at the Bridgehampton home of a tech CEO when the host of the bash inadvertently set himself on fire. Cuba then jumped into action hero mode and doused him with water in front of frightened guests who applauded once it was clear the guy was okay. A rep for Gooding confirmed the incident, saying the back of the gentleman's shirt ignited into flames from a candle that he unknowingly leaned back into while the rabbi was giving the Shabbat prayer. The man started panicking and flailing his arms, and guests backed away from the victim, except for Cuba, who ran to the gentleman and doused the flames completely. That is your Daily Dish for today.